pears.
What kind of peaches?
We had different kinds of peaches. There was, we had some trees that got early peaches, which we call June peaches that got ripe real early. And those peaches we didn't can because they were not good canning peaches. But they were good to make pies and they were good to eat fresh. Then we had the Alberta peaches that come along later that we saved those for the canning. The canning, that was the peaches that we canned.
What makes the difference?
Well, the June peaches were juicy, watery. They were good, but they, then the others, the Albertas would have the firmer flesh. They would not be so juicy and watery.
How would you prepare them to can?
We cooked them. Usually, you could use the sugar or you could can them without the sugar, either one. We have canned them both ways. We also dried them. Oh, yes. We would peel them and cut them open. And if you had a tin roof on any building anywhere, you spread a cloth like an old sheet on this tin roof. And the reason for the tin roof, it was hot. It would get hot in the summertime. Therefore, it dried these peaches, say, or apples, either one. And we'd spread them out and dry them. Oh, they were good. You don't buy dried peaches and apples like that now out of the stores.
The peaches that you had, was a June peach the one that's the clung?
Yes, it was what we called a cling peach. All, so far as I know, all I remember of the June peaches was all cling peaches. The others were what we call freestones.
Did you ever call these June peaches Indian peaches?
We have had some Indian peaches, yes.
Is that the same thing?
No, not really. They got ripe all right, but now if I remember right, the Indian peaches got ripe in the fall. Ours did. Uh-huh. I believe the ones we called an Indian peach ripe in late in the year.
Well, what's a plum peach then?
I don't know. I don't know.
I associate Indian peach and plum peach with the kind of seed.
Yes. They could be called the same thing, but I never heard them called a plum peach. We did have some Indian peaches, so.
By the way, peach has a seed. What does a cherry have?
I don't know.
Is it a seed or a pit?
Oh, it's a pit. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. We pitted the cherries to prepare them. We pitted the cherries. We didn't peel them. We pitted them.
Yeah. How about the inside of an apple?
It's a core.
Did you ever hear dried apples called snits? To dry the apples, would you peel them?
Yes. We peeled the apples.
And if the apple still has skin on it, and it grow very, start to dry, what would happen to the skin? How would you describe that?
Well, it would swivel. It would swivel up. The skin would swivel up. Yes.
So that's why you peeled.
That's why we peeled.
And how about things that you made for bread, spreads, different spreads for bread, grapes, I suppose?
Oh, yes, we made jelly, jams of all kinds. And now, usually in the spring, you would get 100 pounds of sugar, and that's all the sugar you could have that year.
That was the limit.
That was the limit.
To your
canning and your jelly and your preserves. And that's the reason you were very careful with this sugar. And you used molasses when you could, because in your fruit season, you needed this sugar to do the preserving and the canning that you did.